Speaking on the Police on the Beat program last night, Police Constable Avon Charles said child abuse can be manifested in a number of forms.
In terms of the physical abuse, this refers to a non-accidental use of physical force against a child that results in harm to the child. For example, hitting, slapping, throwing, punching, kicking, biting, burning, etc. And physical punishment that results in bruising, which is generally considered as being physical abuse. These are some of the things we have to deal with as police officers on a day-to-day basis. In regard to the emotional error, you will find you have effects such as a child being fearful, depressed, develop poor self-esteem, feeling guilty, sometimes even eating disorder you have to face on a day-to-day basis, or behavioral problems such as school learning problems, substance, drug abuse, sometimes even suicide.
Police Constable Avon Charles and Police Constable Carla Tim said the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force is committed to ensuring that the rights of children are protected.
We as police officers, we try to make things more better for a child, because sometimes working at CID or different departments, there are different formats or factors that a child may come into. For example, we have, as you said, the sexual abuse and the emotional abuse and the mental abuse. For example, the emotional abuse is that the way a parent or a guardian or a child pair speak to that child, and the kind of language that has been used to that child, indecent language or insulting language to that child, it kind of breaks down that child emotionally. And also mentally is that the way that you go about with certain things towards that child will feel neglect among it pairs and among itself and feel that it's not wanted. And sometimes you listen to some of these children, you really want to know what is really happening, because you just can't leave it there. You have to investigate it within the home.
Constable Tim also emphasized the importance of dialogue between parents and children as a first step in addressing conflict.
Sometimes as parents, we need to sit down with our children. Tom, Lucy, what's the matter? What is bothering you? Had a good day at school? The more we interact with our children, or even if we don't have children and we interact with someone's children, we can help that child's mind to turn around from any kind of activities that will disturb it in its life term. So preventing it is that sometimes we can talk to the child, hear what's going on. Sometimes it doesn't really necessarily have to be from mommy or daddy, because something can be going on in its home that child is not accustomed to or doesn't like, and just want someone to share his or her thoughts with. And just sometimes it's just a little bit of encouragement. And sometimes if talking to a police or talking to a teacher is who you feel comfortable with speaking with, that person helps to calm that child, to explore more and to interact more and tell that person what is wrong, what is bothering them. And then from there, we can help prevent a child from going to a criminal mind.
Police Constable Carla Tim. Bertil Maloney reporting for NBC News.